Chargers for the week 12 to 17 December 1999.
Now, Elizabeth and Nigel are expecting. Now, Elizabeth and Nigel are expecting in the Archers.
I can't feel my legs at all.
I should hope not, if I've done my job properly.
Thank goodness for epidurals. Nigel, don't let go of my hand, will you?
I won't, Lizzie. I promise.
And don't look over that screen.
Oh, don't worry. I wasn't going to.
Wait until the babies come out, then you can look. I hope everything's going to be all right.
Of course it is.
You're doing really well, Elizabeth.
Am I?
Yes, you are. And I'm keeping a close eye on you.
I don't feel very brave.
But you are, Lizzie. You're terribly brave.
Here comes the first one. 11:02 a.m. Have a look, Nigel.
Oh, hold on a second, darling. Oh, Lizzie, it's a girl.
And here she is.
Look at her, Nigel. Isn't she wonderful?
Is everything all right?
Can I hold her?
She's looking good. We just had the paediatrician check her over. Won't be a minute.
Oh.
I promise, we'll be as quick as we can.
Isn't this just amazing, Lizzie?
She's so beautiful.
It's the best moment of my life.
I really want to hold her.
We won't be long. Then you can hold her as much as you like.
Oh. You're doing so well, darling.
Yes, you're doing brilliantly.
And how do you feel, Lizzie?
Okay. I just want my baby safe. How long before the next one?
Any minute now.
I thought it would take a lot longer than it has.
Well, cesarean sections don't take very long.
Look at her fingers and toes, they're tiny.
It's like magic, isn't it? One moment she isn't there, and the next there's a whole new person.
It is magic. I wonder how much she weighs.
Would you like me to weigh her before I bring her back?
So long as I can hold her soon.
Lizzie, you're brilliant.
Still one to go.
You're doing well.
I told you you would.
Everything looks fine. Your daughter weighs 2.5 kilograms, and that's 5 pounds and 11 ounces.
That doesn't sound very much.
It's a good weight for a twin.
We're just going to wrap her in a blanket to keep her warm.
Mum and Dad will be thrilled.
So will Mummy. Although I think she's hoping for a boy. Oh, look, Lizzie, here she comes.
She's got a good pair of lungs. Here you are.
Oh, look at her baby girl, Nigel.
And here comes number two.
Oh.
At 11:04.
See? This one's a boy.
Oh, brother and sister.
One of each. Oh, that's fantastic. Here he is.
He looks even smaller.
We just take him for a checkup as well.
I want to hold him too.
You're going to have your hands full, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well done, Elizabeth.
Two little brats. Yeah. We've got two wonderful babies, Susie.
Oh, Nigel. I can't believe it.
I hope everything's all right.
Oh, I'm sure it is, Jill. Doctors are very good these days.
Can't help worrying about Elizabeth.
Yes, Nigel was a difficult birth.
Oh, here he is. He's smiling.
Darling, are they boys?
Yes, Mummy.
Oh.
I mean, no. One of them is, and one's a girl.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Congratulations, Nigel.
Oh, isn't it marvellous? Well done, darling.
A son and heir. And how's Elizabeth?
Oh, she's very tired, but she's done really well.
Oh, of course she has. If only Gerald was still alive, how he'd love knowing that the line was assured.
Mummy, I'm afraid there's a bit of bad news, too.
What's that?
Our little boy is having difficulty breathing on his own.
Oh, really? He's not going...
No, I'm sure he isn't. But he's in an incubator to make sure he's getting enough oxygen.
Oh, I can't bear it.
Oh, Nigel.
Hope you're all coming for the village photograph next week after Sunday's service.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great idea.
Just hope we get a decent day for it.
Yeah, so do I.
It'll be a splendid addition to our local history.
I agree.
More wine, Jennifer?
No, thanks. Tony, I was just thinking that Brian and you have more in common than you think.
Oh, how's that?
Well, we're here to celebrate your silver wedding, aren't we?
Yeah.
And you've been a farmer for even longer, haven't you?
Well, I don't see what you're getting at.
Oh, come on, Tony. It's called trying to make a connection. Isn't always successful.
Well, stop being such a sourpuss.
Well, it's all right, Jennifer. We're honoured that he came. He doesn't have to start liking us as well.
Oh, dear. No, it would help, of course.
It's not a matter of liking or not liking. Just wish Jenny wouldn't manufacture conversation for the sake of it.
I'm not manufacturing conversation. I was simply pointing out that you've both been farmers for a long time now.
I can't bear it if you're all going to argue.
Oh, no. We can't have that, can we?
How's Kate settling down, Jennifer?
Oh, she's fine, Pat, thanks.
You must be so pleased she's come home.
I can't tell you what a relief it is.
It is good news, isn't it? I don't think children always realise what they put their parents through. I'm sure Tommy didn't mean to upset Pat and Tony, but just look...
Perhaps we should change the subject, Jack.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Peggy.
Let's talk about some good news for a change.
Oh, you mean like the Landmark Trust?
What's that, Jack?
Well, they've written to say that they're going to take up Arkwright Hall as one of their projects.
Oh, that's marvellous. Mm.
So we've got two things to celebrate.
Yeah.
Here comes the champagne.
Oh, and look at that cake. Oh. Jean-Paul's come up trumps again.
Oh, yes, he has.
Oh, by the way, Brian, I saw Simon Gerrard in the ball the other night.
Oh, he's not become a regular, is he?
Well, I don't know about that. But he was certainly doing his best to get on with everybody.
Is he?
Ah, that's it. Make sure everybody gets a full glass of champagne.
He obviously wants to immerse himself in country life.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Tony, I didn't come here to discuss my daughter's boyfriend.
No, of course you didn't. But the funny thing is, he came up and started talking to me as if I was his best friend.
Really?
I mean, I hardly know him. He's likeable enough, I suppose.
Do you suppose?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Hey, go on, I'm interested to hear.
Well, I find him a bit... ingratiating.
You mean he's shallow?
Not shallow, exactly. It's as if he's trying too hard. Not sure I'd trust him, to be honest.
Oh, at last! Someone else has seen through that bluff, hail fellow, well-met Canadian exterior.
It's as if it's a bit too good to be true.
Yeah.
Tony, we're ready.
What? Oh, right, yes. If I could have everybody's attention, please.
Right.
Thank you. Now, as I think you all know, I'm not one for big speeches.
That's true.
Thank you. But I would just like to take this opportunity to thank all of you, on behalf of Pat and myself, for coming along today and making our silver wedding such a splendid occasion.
Yeah.
But most of all, I would like to thank Pat for agreeing to become my wife.
Yeah, excuse me, I proposed to you.
Yes, all right. Well, at any rate, I'd like to thank you, love, for sticking with me for the last 25 years, making me very happy. I love you, Pat. I don't know what I'd do without you. To our marriage.
Oh. Pat and Tony.
Pat and Tony.
Yeah. Now, sit down, everyone. Peggy and I would just like to add our own congratulations.
Oh, we certainly would.
Yeah. 25 years together is no mean achievement, especially in this modern age. Now, Jean-Paul's baked a smashing cake, so do tuck in all of you. And Tony, you needn't worry about the bill. This is all on us.
But if his heart's in such good condition, why does he need that box around his head?
It's to give him oxygen, Mammy. It's nothing to do with his heart. Well, not really.
Is he warm enough without any clothes on?
Yes, it's an incubator to keep him warm.
If he's got even half Gerald's spirit, he'll fight this off, you'll see.
I hope so.
He looks like Daddy, doesn't he?
No, does he? I hadn't thought about it.
Of course he does. You can see it in the nose.
But Daddy had an enormous nose.
Silly. I mean the bone structure. It's a certain nobility. You know, the name Gerald would suit him very well.
But we haven't given him a name yet, Mammy.
Yes, I know.
We haven't yet made up our minds.
And how long is that going to go on?
Mammy, I don't want to discuss it any further.
Oh, very well.
I just just wish that Lizzie was strong enough to come down here and be with her little boy.
I feel completely drained. I never realised how exhausting this would all be.
It's hardly surprising after all you've been through.
But I don't want to be tired. I want to be up looking after my babies.
I think the best thing is to get some rest. Especially now while she's asleep. Let me put her in her cot.
Oh, no, Mum, I want to hold her. She's a little angel, isn't she?
She is. And so's her brother.
I feel so unfair that I can't hold him too.
It is unfair, but you'll be strong enough tomorrow.
The way I feel now, I'm not even sure about that.
You'll be ready for it by then, you'll see.
Maybe we should put Baby G back in her cot.
Yes. Here, let me take her.
Thanks.
Come on, sweetheart.
Ah, oh, Jill, there you are. Phil's waiting for you downstairs with Mummy.
Right.
Hello, darling. How's Baby B?
He's fine. Sleeping like a top.
I'll leave you two in peace.
Okay, Mum. Thanks for being here.
Oh, darling. I'll give the rest of the family the news.
Here's to 25 years together.
And to the twins.
Oh, yeah. That's good news too, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Don't know about you, but I feel pretty whacked.
Oh, budge up. I want to cuddle up next to you.
Okay. At least Brian started talking to me again.
Probably wants to know the secret of our success.
Yes.
It goes on like this, I had to think about reopening the shop.
Going organic was probably the best decision we ever made.
No, it wasn't. That was 25 years ago. Missing that train home to Wales.
It took me long enough to realise you wanted to miss it.
It took you long enough to realise lots of things about me.
Still don't know everything now.
Got to let me retain some mystery.
Yeah, I suppose so. Pat, you okay?
Hearing about Elizabeth's twins made me think about John.
Yeah, I know, love. But Tommy's free and Helen's doing so well.
And there's us too. Yeah. We're still going strong after 25 years, then we must have something going for us, mustn't we?
Oh, Lizzie, don't cry.
I keep thinking about Baby B on his own.
He's getting all the care and attention he needs.
Not from us.
I know. It's awful.
I want us all to be together.
We will be soon, Lizzie, I promise. We will be soon.
Good job for me. Even I'm capable of throwing a bit of straw around.
So why are you chucking it all in a heap?
Am I?
And the lamb's meant to lie on it, not nest in it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Simon, look, if you're not going to do the job properly...
Okay, hang on a minute. Let's find out what's wrong here, shall we?
It's me. I'm sorry. I'm a bit on edge, okay?
All right, so what is it?
Oh, maybe it's just the time of year.
Christmas? I thought you liked Christmas.
Yeah, I do. Then afterwards, it's straight into lambing, all the stress of that.
But this is farming we're talking about. It's a way of life, remember? Isn't that what you keep telling me?
Well, yeah, in theory. Huh. The way we're getting kicked in the teeth these days. Sometimes you think, why bother?
Is this a general gripe, or do you have something particular in mind?
Oh, I suppose it's the French. Yeah, all right, I know there's other countries not taking our beef,
but... Oh, let's be honest. Most of the world isn't taking your beef, the United States included.
Yeah, but it's different with the French. They're supposed to be our partners. It's kind of symbolic, I suppose.
They'll come round in the end. They have to. Once they've been hauled up in the European court.
Oh, yeah, and how long's that going to take?
I've no idea. But what I do know is, if this is your career, Debbie, you just got to stick with it. See it through this rough patch.
Yeah, some patch.
And when it's over, it'll be those people who hung on in there that'll be steaming ahead, home farm included.
I hope you're right.
So, let's relax and look forward to a bit of a break before lambing starts.
Yeah.
A nice, traditional, small-scale British Christmas.
What, with a tiny tree, a few coloured lights strung from a lamppost, and no snow?
Hey, have you looked outside?
Oh, wow. Could be a white Christmas after all, then.
Sure could. And the best of it is, I'll be spending it with you.
How many more, Eddie?
Only a couple left, love. Not so many as there should be, more's the pity. Oh, this one was a devil to catch.
Nice big one, though. Must be, what, £30 or more?
Yeah.
Oh, my arms is killing me.
That'll be turkey plucker's cramp, I suppose. Like Tenny's elbow.
Yeah, don't joke, Eddie. Your arms would ache too if you plucked all these in one day.
At least you ain't been catching them all day. Oh, knackered. Dad's had to go and lie down.
Surprised it's taken him this long to find an excuse. And where's our Edward got to? He was supposed to help. After all, he's responsible for us losing all them birds.
Yeah, true enough.
Right, then, here you are. Here's another one to add.
Oh, it's a Could make quite a bit out of this lot.
Yeah. At least Pat won't miss me too much.
What's that?
I said Pat shouldn't mind me taking the day off to do these birds.
What is that?
From what I heard, she and Tony will still be recovering from their silver wedding do.
Yeah, if you can't celebrate after 25 years, when can you celebrate, eh?
Yeah, quite. Must be nice to have something like that to celebrate. Hey, what about Elizabeth having the twins?
More of a nightmare, I'd have thought. Twice the trouble.
You ain't got no romance in your soul, Eddie Grundy.
Hi. Did I hear somebody talking about romance?
Oh. Yeah, hello, Simon. I was just thinking how nice it'd be if I had something to celebrate.
Have I come at a bad time?
Oh, no, it's always this messy when we do the turkey kill. Now, where how can we help?
Well, I wanted to place an order from one of your farm-fresh Christmas turkeys.
How about this, sir? Go get fresher than that. Just killed it myself.
No, thanks,
Eddie, behave. Of course you can order one, Simon. What size was you looking for?
Oh, not too big. Oh,
£10?
Yeah, fine.
You we got some hanging up, but you can come and choose one if you like.
Eddie, look, it's no problem, Simon. Now, would you like to pick it up next week, or shall I get him to deliver it?
Delivery would be best.
Oh, I'll bring the bill with the bird.
Okay, that's fine. Look, I gotta go catch the shots before they shut. I'm looking for a Christmas tree.
Hey, now I reckon I might be able to help you there.
Come in, Roy.
Phoebe's asleep. Shall I take her upstairs?
No, you can put her on the sofa if you like.
Okay. I'll sit with her. Where do you want her bag?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
She's really worn herself out today. We had a great time.
Roy.
I took her to that indoor play centre in Felpersham this afternoon. The one with the ball pool. Oh, she loved it. And yesterday, we went on the steam railway. Santa special. Mum and Dad love that too.
Roy, please.
Her cheeks are really rosy. She's been running about so much. Kate, what's the matter? You've been crying?
No. Not really.
You're not going off again, are you?
Yes, I am.
You're not taking Phoebe. I won't let you.
Don't worry. I don't want to. Not this time.
Then I don't understand why. Where are you going?
I'm desperate, Roy. I can't stay in Ambridge. I really can't.
What about Phoebe?
It's not right for her to come too. It wouldn't be fair. I realise that now.
So you're just going to abandon her?
Don't do this to me, Roy. I know I'm not being a very good mother at the moment.
Kate.
That's one of the reasons I'm going. I've got to find out about myself if I'm ever going to be even halfway decent as a mum.
So, where are you going this time?
Back to Morocco. I'm using the return half of my ticket. There are people waiting for me. It's for Phoebe's sake as much as mine.
I don't know what to say.
No, there isn't much you can say. It's my decision.
Are you going to tell Phoebe?
Don't be stupid, Roy. She wouldn't understand.
Well, don't you think she'd like to say goodbye?
This is difficult enough as it is.
I don't know whether to be angry or sad.
Try sad. It'll be easier for all of us.
Okay.
Thanks.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Please believe me, Roy. I love Phoebe. It's just that right now, more than anything else in my life, I need to be on my own. I want you to look after her until I've got my head sorted out.
Oh, it's all right, darling. Daddy's here.
Don't wake her up.
No, I'm not going to. When are you going?
Tonight.
Tonight?
I trust you. I know I didn't when she was born. But you're a wonderful father. Right now, you're a better father than I am a mother.
Oh,
no. darling.
It's not going to be easy, Kate. You're going to have to say goodbye.
Carol singing, huh?
Yeah, better than the usual rabble. Okay. I gave him £1.
I gave him £5. You think they'll stay all evening?
Yeah, probably. I suspect they can't believe their luck. You Canadians don't realise we come from the land of Scrooge. Simon? For heaven's sake, this tree's enormous. I can hardly get in the room. Oh, hi, Eddie.
Or evening, Debbie.
Eddie's found us the perfect Christmas tree. He helped me get it up the stairs. It was a two-man job.
I'm not surprised.
I thought he deserved an eggnog for his trouble.
And very nice it is, too.
Don't you think the tree's a bit big for this flat?
Oh, no. That was the smallest one Snatch had. It's a top-quality, non-drop Norwegian spruce. You're lucky you still have one or two left.
Yeah, I'm sure we are.
I think it's just right. Here you are, Eddie. See your trouble?
Oh, it's all very much.
Now, how about an eggnog for you, darling?
They're delicious. I'd stay for another one, but as I'm driving, I'd best be off.
Bye, Eddie.
Yep, bye, Eddie. You'll let us know about the turkey, won't you?
Oh, no problem. See ya.
See ya.
You're very free and easy with your money. Fiver here, another one there.
Oh, it's Christmas. I'm feeling generous. Now, you're going to try my eggnog, aren't you? Take Eddie's word for it.
What, like you did with the tree?
Well, I'm telling you, that's a good tree.
Yeah, okay, it looks fine. It's just a bit bigger than I expected. So what happened to your idea of a small-scale Christmas?
Can I help it if Eddie Grundy has a silver tongue?
That's the first time I've heard him described like that.
Once we get this tree decorated, we'll be the envy of Borchester.
Yeah, I see you put a few things already.
Yeah, thought it was time to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it does jolly the place up, doesn't it?
So, are you ready for your drink?
I suppose so.
I promise you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Good.
Now, what shall we toast to?
Christmas?
Okay, here's to Christmas. And to us. Cheers.
Cheers. Not bad. What's in an eggnog, anyway?
Afraid I can't tell you.
Why not?
Well, it's a secret Canadian recipe. Only bona fide Canucks are allowed to know.
Oh, well, that's me out, then.
Yep. Now, what are we going to do with our night off from panto rehearsals?
We could decorate this tree, I suppose.
Oh, great! Let's get started.
Come on, darling. Promise me you won't give her to my mum and dad to look after.
Of course I won't. She's ours, not theirs.
I really don't want her growing up with them. I don't want their sort of life for her.
You make it sound like you're going for a long time.
I don't know how long it'll take, Roy. I need to sort my head out.
You will come back, though, won't you?
Of course I will. This isn't easy, you know. I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had to.
I suppose it really is better if I take her. If you feel that way. Don't cry. You'll upset Phoebe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help it. Oh, I'm going to miss you so much. Mama.
She doesn't understand.
You better take her and put her in the car. She's getting cold.
Okay, Phoebe. I got you. Come to your daddy. We're going for a nice ride in the car now. It's all right. We'll soon get you nice and warm.
Oh, just go, Roy. Quickly, please.
I'll look after her till you get back.
Yeah, I know you will.
Keep in touch, won't you?
Of course I will. Bye then.
Goodbye, Kate.
I'm so sorry, Phoebe. I've got to do this. It's for your sake. One day I hope you'll understand.
Please forgive me.
Some wishful thinking, because at Home Farm, Brian and Jennifer are looking forward to a normal day.
Breakfast should be ready in a couple of minutes.
Oh, good. You know, I think we might make a good keeper out of William Grundy yet.
Really?
Yeah. He took the shoot yesterday. I thought he did rather well, all things considered.
Did go well, didn't it?
That Billingham crowd can be pretty rowdy. Especially with a few pre-Christmas drinks inside them.
I know. One of them could hardly stand upright after lunch.
William showed a great deal of tact and common sense. Especially when Greg had to go off.
You've given him his Christmas bonus?
Yes, I have. Yeah, he thoroughly deserves it, too.
Well, let's just hope his father doesn't get hold of it before William has a chance to spend it.
I have to say, that's none of our business, Jenny.
Oh, I know that.
So long as they pay their rent on time, what the Grundys choose to do with their money is their own affair. Is that ready yet?
Yes. There you are.
Oh, thank you.
Did you see there were a couple of letters from the post from Math?
Oh. Probably more of their precious forms to fill in.
I thought I might go to Felbersham to do some Christmas shopping this morning.
All right. You know, sometimes I really can't be bothered with all this bureaucracy.
You're always saying that. I wonder if Kate would like to come. Phoebe.
What I don't understand is why on earth they have to have 1,001 rules these days about how to store grain.
I'm sure Phoebe would love to go to Santa's Grotto.
Then they expect us to write it all down. Bird-proof, vermin-proof, you name it-proof.
I know, darling. I think I'll go for a call.
We didn't have to account for everything to the nth degree. Perhaps we could actually get on with our jobs.
I'll get that, darling.
Oh, hope it's not that company postponing their grain order again.
Hello?
If they don't come today, I'm going to...
Brian, shush. Kate? Kate, where are you?
That's it, Phoebe. You like your mashed banana, don't you?
Oh, I reckon I finished just in time. Looks like it's going to tip it then. What's going on? I thought you took Phoebe back last night.
I did. It's been a change of plan.
Kate's gone again. Only this time she's left Phoebe behind with Roy.
What? Look, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Oh, I don't see how it could be any worse.
Now, hang on. Have I got this right? Kate swanned off again and you let her go?
I couldn't stop her.
And this time you've been left holding the baby?
It's not like that.
Oh, then what is it like?
She said she can't cope. Oh. And that I'm a better father than she is a mother.
Is it too late to bring her back?
She went last night, apparently.
Well, why didn't you tell us then?
It was late. I didn't want to disturb you.
Oh, that's very considerate, that is.
Oh... All right, Phoebe, here you are.
Look, I don't think it's right to argue in front of Phoebe.
Do we need to sort this out?
What is there to sort out, Dad? I've got Phoebe and I'm going to make it work, all right? Oh. Supposed to go on your mouth, not all over the chair.
I mean, so what's going to happen about university? Haven't you got lectures to go to?
Well, not many. I'll sort something out.
Oh, and how long is that going to go on for, sorting things out?
It's not your problem, Dad.
No, Oh, your mum's right. We shouldn't be talking like this in front of Phoebe.
Oh, I think she's had enough breakfast. I'll take her and clean her up if you like.
That's all right. I can do it.
I know you can, but I think you and your dad need to talk.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Come on then, Phoebe. Out you come. That's a good girl. Oh, no. None of them want goo on her face. Silly. Oh, silly Phoebe. Where's her changing bag?
In the front room.
Right. We'll see you in a little while. Oh, no, Nana's got goo in her hair now.
Look, before you start, Dad, I know this isn't going to be easy.
You're telling me, Ian. I mean, have you thought it through at all?
A bit, yeah. It all happened so quick, there wasn't time, really.
She's dumped you in it, hasn't she, that little...
Before you start slagging Kate off, Mum's already had a go, so I know what you're going to say and it doesn't help.
Yeah, well, maybe not. But you can't stop me thinking it.
It probably isn't anything I haven't thought myself.
Yeah, but it's different now, isn't it? She's left you on your own with a child.
Well, I know that. Part of me thinks it's great. I can make up for lost time.
There's only one side of it, though.
Yeah. And another part of me thinks, help. I've never done this before. This is a big responsibility.
Biggest there is, 24 hours a day.
7 days a week, I know.
Yeah. I can't believe Kate would do this to her own child.
I'm a father, remember? There's lots of single parents these days.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Roy.
It ain't as simple as that, believe me.
No.
Your whole life is going to have to change. Everything. How are you going to fit in working at Grey Gables, for a start?
I can work something out.
Now, think about it, Roy. You can't expect your mum and me to drop everything.
I'm not expecting you to.
I mean, your mum's got enough trouble at the shop as it is, trying to fill in for Kate leaving her in the lurch.
So everything's Kate's fault, is that?
Well, in this particular case, yes, it is.
I'll sort it. Just give me a bit of time, will you?
Oh, who's that?
Oh, I don't know. Mum can get it. You do realise Kate's coming back, don't you?
Oh, yeah, when?
When she's sorted herself out.
We'll spend a lifetime waiting, then.
Come on, let's see who's at the door, shall we?
Oh,
hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Betty. Kate's just phoned to tell me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we only found out ourselves this morning.
I couldn't believe it when I heard.
Well, you'd better come in.
Well, thank you. Brian and I are absolutely furious.
Well, we weren't too happy either. Come on into the kitchen.
If I got hold of that girl, I'd tell you I...
Mike, Jennifer's here.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Roy.
Morning, Jennifer.
I don't really know where to start.
Well, you could start.
I just couldn't believe it when Kate rang me this morning. Both Brian and I were absolutely livid. After all we've done for her, it's so ungrateful.
Well, she has left Roy in the lurch too.
Well, of course she has. And that's why I've come round here straight away to apologise to all of you.
He's supposed to be at university this morning.
Well, then off you go, Roy. And of course there's no need to worry about Phoebe from now on.
How do you mean?
Because I'll take care of her.
No, but I don't worry.
You can come and visit or even stay as often as you like.
Hold on. It's not as simple as that.
Isn't it?
No. Because Roy's her father. It's his decision what happens to Phoebe now, especially as Kate's abandoned any attempt at being a mother.
Oh, well, I don't think Kate's abandoned her.
No, what would you call it then?
Roy's already proved himself a devoted father.
But surely it's easiest for everybody if I take her.
No, I want to keep Phoebe here. She's mine and I love her.
Well, I'm sure you do, Roy.
We can cope, you know. Don't call Nana's there.
Phoebe's more important to me than anything. She loves it here with us.
But we've got more space at Home Farm, and I'm used to bringing up children.
Well, we've had a couple of children ourselves, you know. And Willow Farm isn't exactly a two up, two down, either.
No, well, I appreciate that, but this is only temporary, after all, and Kate's bound to be back soon.
And what if she ain't?
Look, Mike, we don't know that. Now, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I don't see the point in upsetting Phoebe any more by taking her away from her dad as well. We'll keep her here.
Look, I don't want to upset her any more than
you do. Look, she's upset already, isn't she?
Oh, very well, then.
Now, if you'll excuse us, Roy, I couldn't see any nappies in the changing bag.
I think there's a packet down by the side of the settee.
OK, I'll go and have another look. Come on, then, Phoebe. Let's go and find your new nappy.
Oh, poor little mite. It must be terribly unsettling for her.
Well, that's why it's better if she stays here.
I know. Why don't you and Phoebe come into Kate's cottage and then she'd be in the surroundings she knows best?
No, I don't think so. But not yet, anyway. I need to settle down with her first, where I know she's going to be looked after.
But I can help...
No. It's okay, thanks. We'll manage.
How about if you all come over to Home Farm for Christmas Day? And Brenda can come too.
Brenda's working all over Christmas.
Oh, that's okay. Just the four of you then.
Roy, that packet's empty.
Oh, we must have run out. I'll go and get some more.
Jennifer just asked if we want to spend Christmas Day with them at Home Farm, just the four of us.
I'm sure Phoebe would love it.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Jennifer, but actually we want to have Christmas Day here on our own. It's all planned.
Oh. But are you sure I can't change your minds? Oh,
no, I don't think so. But we could make it Boxing Day, if you like.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, that would be fine, because the Boxing Day shoot's actually on the 27th, of course. Yes, yes, well, that's no problem. Good, I'll pencil you in, then.
Great.
And would you like me to go and get some nappies, Roy?
No, thanks. I'll get some in a minute. Give her to me, Mum.
OK. There you go.
Oh, all right, Phoebes. Daddy's got you now.
Well, better be on my way, then.
Yeah, right you are.
Bye-bye, darling. Kiss your grandma.
Mike?
Mike? Right. I'll see you out, Jennifer.
Bye, then.
So, Boxing Day with Grandma and Grandpa Aldridge, eh?
Bye, Jennifer.
I knew she'd try that on. I bet she thinks we can't cope.
She's only trying to help, Mum.
Well, West Lady, muck off the premises. I thought we stood our ground pretty well, don't you?
It's not a battle.
Oh, no.
Oh, Phoebe. You've done something, haven't you?
Oh, it's all right, love. Nobody's blaming you. I'll take her, Roy.
Why?
Well, because you've got to go and get some nappies, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get used to it, son. This is how it's going to be from now on.
To cap it all, I got caught in the rain on the way back and I absolutely soaked.
Why do we have to invite the Tuckers round?
Oh, Brian, haven't you been listening at all? You do want to see your granddaughter this Christmas.
It's obvious Kate would be perfectly happy if we didn't. And how did we manage to turn out a child so utterly and completely irresponsible?
I don't know, Brian. I really don't know.
I think we've been incredibly tolerant.
So why didn't she trust us to look after Phoebe?
God knows. I mean, you'd have thought the idea of life with the Tuckers was enough to put anybody off.
Oh, now, Brian, that's not fair. I'm sure they love Phoebe in their own way every bit as much as we do.
Well, she'd be so much better off here.
But of course. Everybody'd be gossiping about us.
Well, I'll soon get bored of that.
I can just hear them now. Kate's abandoned her child and didn't trust her parents to look after it.
Don't you think you're being a touch melodramatic, darling?
No, don't think I am.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I haven't got time for all this self-laceration. I'm going to my office.
What are we going to do on Christmas Day without Phoebe?
Enjoy a bit of peace and quiet, I think.
At least we can invite Debbie and Simon.
What?
I said at least we can invite Debbie and Simon.
Over my dead body.
Brian, who's being melodramatic now? We can't have Christmas without any of our family.
Alice will be here. Isn't that enough?
No, it isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I've had to compromise rather a lot just recently in the name of family togetherness. I'm damned if I'm going to share my house with that man on Christmas Day of all days.
And I'm sorry, but I'm not prepared to see this rift between you and Debbie get any wider.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. This is the season of goodwill, Brian, in case you hadn't noticed. And what's more, I want the invitation to come from you.
Cash, too. Pity Edward and young Christopher Carter killed them others, though.
Yeah, don't you worry about that. Well, I'll find some way of covering our losses.
Yeah,
go on there! Go on! Hey, there weren't no more bills in the post this morning, were there?
Very, I told you if there was.
Oh, yeah. Go on, I don't behind the clock no more. Go on! Hey, she's cheered up now, though, isn't she?
About time, too. Thought we never hear the end of it after that millennium branding.
Well, she's happy now we got them turkeys on. Right, give us a hand with this, will you?
Yeah, which you hurt.
And she's doing all them extra shifts for Christmas trade, isn't she? At the dairy and the boat. She ain't got time to worry about us.
All money, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. All right, Harry. You're on your way, mate. Go on, see you next time. So, you gonna see to that fence, what's down in the top field?
It's raining, I'm wetting up already.
Yeah, then you won't mind getting a bit more wet, will you?
Did I tell you Eddie's supposed to be coming over sometime today to look at the old farrowing crate?
No, but that's okay.
I reckon even he should be able to take those out without a problem.
It's not exactly skilled work, is it?
No. And we can't wait for Jason forever.
Poor Bert and Frieda. Do you think he'll ever finish Woodbine Cottage?
Oh, I expect so. But it won't be good news for you and me when he does, will it?
Oh, don't remind me. I really don't want to go back to the bungalow.
Let's not rush things, eh? Dad's pretty happy at the moment seeing this new sow accommodation taking shape.
It really feels like we've made the right decision, going for this outdoor farrowing system, doesn't it?
Huh. Well, let's just hope it pays off.
We're never going to convince you, are we?
No, that's not true, Ruth. Now we've committed ourselves to staying in peace, I will do my best to make sure it works. But if you're expecting me to fall in love with them, like you and Dad, then you...
That'll be about the same time the pigs start flying to Borchester Market, won't it?
Exactly.
Do you think the concrete's ready yet?
Give it a couple of more minutes.
So, what about this farm sale? Do you reckon it's worth going?
Oh, it's got to be. Should be able to pick up a few bargains.
Oh, hello, you two.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Your mum and I are going over to the hospital to see Elizabeth and the twins.
Oh, right. Well, will you give them our love, please, and tell her we're thinking of them?
We'll try and pop in again tomorrow, but I'm afraid we'd already booked in at Botticelli's tonight.
Well, I'm sure she'll understand. It is your wedding anniversary, after all. Besides, she gets tired if she has too many visitors.
Yeah, she seemed tired last night. She's still worried about baby B, isn't she? Seems funny calling that.
Well, they're both a bit worried, but let's hope there'll be some good news there soon.
Yeah, let's hope so.
And you never know. If he's out of the incubator by the end of the week, they might even have chosen his name by then.
Yeah. I reckon this concrete should be about ready by now, Ruth.
OK.
Afternoon, everybody.
Oh,
hi, Dick.
Hello.
Hi,
Dick. Oh, I don't know, eh? It's blooming rain. Supposed to be ditching later on, but don't fancy it at all.
I don't blame you.
Eddie, do you mind hanging on a bit before we look at those farrowing crates? Just about to lay some concrete.
Well, it's all right, David. I can take Eddie if you like. I know what's involved.
I thought you were going to the hospital.
Oh, it won't take long.
OK, then thanks. Let's just get the barrow and we'll lay this little locker.
Right.
Well, come on then, Eddie. Let's leave them to it.
Oh, right you are, Mr. Archer. Oh, by the way, congratulations on the new grandchildren.
Oh, thank you.
And Clary and my dad send the best wishes too. And we all hope it's not too long before the little one's up and running.
Not running too soon, I hope.
True enough.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what David's told you exactly, but as well as dismantling the old crates, we want you to make good the floor and the walls as well. We're going to use it as fattening accommodation in the new regime.
Shouldn't be a problem. Sometime after Christmas, you said?
Yes, we've still got our last lot of sows finishing off in there.
Right then, let's take a look, shall we?
Right.
We're hoping our little boy will be able to come out of the special care unit in the next couple of days.
Poor little blighter.
The doctors want to be sure he can keep himself warm enough and that he's feeding properly.
Bit thin, is he?
He's a little on the small side, yes.
Your little girl's blooming, though, is she?
Yes, she is. She's a little angel. Especially when she's asleep like this. It must have been difficult for you coming all this way to see us.
Oh, the vicar gave me a lift. Said she'd take me home and all.
Oh, well, that's lucky. It was really nice of you, Joe.
I brought something for the twins. A little present, like.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
It's all right. He was taking up space in the attic and he wrote.
Oh, how lovely. A pair of mugs.
Coronation mugs, they are. 1953. Oh. One of them's got a bit of a chip in it, but it hardly shows. Where do you want them?
Well, my hands are a bit full at the moment. How about on my locker?
The twins might want to keep them for heirlooms, eh?
Yeah, I expect they might. It was a lovely thought, thank you.
Oh, here's your mum and dad.
Right.
Well, you better be going.
You didn't have to.
Oh, well, I said I'd meet the vicar by the cross at 2:45. Afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Archer.
Oh, good afternoon, Joe. Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, a bit tired. Oh. Not too bad, really. Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling. Hello, Joe. How's the family?
Oh, very nice.
Bet you're all looking forward to Christmas.
Well, I best go and meet the vicar. I don't want to be stuck here all afternoon, eh?
Cheerio, then.
Bye, Joe. Thanks again.
It's nice of Joe to come in.
Yes, bit of a surprise, I expect.
Yes, but he's been very sweet. He's given the twins those mugs.
Very practical.
Marjorie has given us a couple of presents for you.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, more teddy bears.
I know.
Still, never mind. They'll soon have enough for one each every day of the week.
You look a bit pale, darling.
I didn't want to say it while Joe was here, but actually I feel really washed out.
Well, I expect that's quite normal.
I'm still getting palpitations.
Do the doctors know?
Oh, yes, but they're not nearly as bad as they were before the birth.
They must keep a close eye on you.
Don't worry, Mum, they are doing. I'm on a little monitor, see? It's like a Walkman.
Oh, that's neat.
And I'm seeing my consultant again later on this afternoon.
That's good.
Oh, my stitches are still very sore.
But you can't wait for them to come out.
Well, yes and no.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
That's right. I can't wait for them to be gone. But I'm not looking forward to the hassle of them taking them out.
Oh, I expect it's quick and easy these days.
But it's the effort involved, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, you must tell us if we're tiring you.
I will.
Have you had many visitors today?
Only a couple, apart from Joe. Jennifer came in this morning. She started telling me how worried she is about getting the family together for Christmas.
I can sympathise with that.
Apparently, she's given Brian an ultimatum to invite Debbie and Simon on Christmas Day, or else...
Oh, that sounds a bit drastic.
It can be very difficult getting everyone together, even for one day a year. And particularly when your daughter's just left home.
Mm. I did feel sorry for her.
She's obviously upset about Kate.
Mm. Still, at least we're all going to be at home for Christmas, aren't we?
I certainly hope so.
What's the great hurry?
Well, there's no point hanging around, is there?
Oh, I suppose not. I never thought we'd spend that sort of money.
What? 20 second-hand pig arcs and properly insulated plastic ones at that. At only 95 quid a go, we'd have been crazy not to buy them.
David Archer will make a pig farm review yet.
Oh, wouldn't go that far. And remember, we only got them at that price because the entire industry's at such a low ebb. I mean, there's no guarantee of success.
But this has to be the way forward, doesn't it?
I hope so.
Your dad'll be delighted.
Feels like we're really making progress.
Come here a minute.
Why?
I just want to kiss you.
Oh.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, you too.
Did you know it's steel for the 11th?
No, I had no idea.
So I bought you this.
An ice cream scoop.
It was in that job lot of tools. Made of finest quality British stainless steel, I'll have you know.
Oh, it's lovely.
Perfect for you, I thought. I'll give you another present later on.
Hey. Well, I'll hold you to that.
Come on, let's get home and get changed.
All right.
We don't want to be late for Botticelli's.
No.
Mum and Dad think it's silly not to have decided on their names yet.
Mum is still hoping it'll be Gerald and Julia.
Oh, dear, she will be disappointed.
Yes.
I thought it would be obvious as soon as they were born. But now that they're here...
Perhaps when Baby B comes out of here, it'll be easier.
Yes. Wish it wasn't so painful trekking down here every time I want to see him.
At least they'd let you bring his sister down this time. I don't know why they wouldn't before.
I think they were afraid I might drop her.
But she needs to get to know her little brother, doesn't she? Look at her, looking around. She really wants to know what's going on.
That's supposed to be a sign of intelligence.
Poor old Baby B. He hasn't had much of a chance to look around, has he?
No. And I keep thinking it's all my fault.
Of course it isn't your fault, darling.
He looks so small and fragile. I can't even feed him properly.
At least he's getting your expressed milk.
It's not the same. I can't even cuddle him properly in that incubator. It hurts too much.
Well, when he comes out, we'll be able to cuddle him as much as we like.
I want to cuddle him now. Why has it all gone wrong? I thought having babies was supposed to be wonderful.
It is, Lizzie. Well, we've just had a bit of bad luck so far. That's all it is.
Make her cry now.
I expect she's hungry.
Yeah, she probably is. Is it time for a feed, darling? There you are. Oh, you were hungry, weren't you?
Yes. Look, you mustn't worry too much, Lizzie. And you're bound to be a bit down after what the consultant told you.
I'm scared, Nigel. I don't want my heart to have been stretched out of shape. And there's this leaky valve that they've got to replace within a year.
I know, darling, but you're getting the best possible care. They'll make absolutely sure nothing goes wrong.
Why me, Nigel? Why us? It's so unfair.
Shh, darling, don't cry, Mary.
All I want is to be a family together, to know that we're all safe, and to be able to go home.
Thank you.
So you were it?
That's Jamie's first nativity play. I'm not going to miss that, am I? I hardly recognise him with all the clothes on.
Parrot, shut your mouth. You'll start people talking.
Now you know what I mean. We shall only see each other down the gym or the sauna.
It's all right, Sid. You don't have to explain.
Yeah, right. Who have you come to see?
My little niece, Lizanne.
Oh, yeah, Nikki's girl.
Where's Kathy?
She's helping with the costumes.
Is that Jamie over there?
Where?
Next to the crib.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Looks great, doesn't he? He's a star.
He certainly is.
How long have we got?
At least a couple of minutes, I think.
Are we nearly finished in here?
Nearly. I've just got to finish this angel's wing.
And I'm just doing Pip's makeup.
Has anyone seen a couple of shepherds' crooks? I'm sure they're in here somewhere.
Oh, dear, things have a nasty habit of disappearing in this vestry.
Oh, there's one of them.
I'll check again in a couple of minutes, shall I?
Yeah. Well, that should be fine.
Please keep still, Pip. I've nearly finished.
Oh, but you look great, Pip.
There you go. Have a look in the mirror.
That's not enough, Mum.
Yes, it is.
I want proper makeup.
Oh, but, Pip, you look great. Mary didn't have lots of makeup.
Why not?
Well, I don't think there was much makeup around then.
Oh, okay, then.
Go on, off you go.
Thanks, Mum.
And good luck. I don't think Mary should look too tarty.
She looks smashing.
I really hope she doesn't get stage fright.
Oh, I'm sure she won't. She's a very confident young lady. There, that's the wings finished.
Kathy, you've been sitting on my crook.
Oh, sorry. I thought it felt a bit lumpy.
Right, I reckon we're all ready then.
How are Elizabeth and the twins doing, Ruth? You need to go and see them, they haven't had time.
Don't worry, they appreciate it. It's a long way to get to Felpersham. I think they're quite relieved not to have too many visitors, really.
It must be worrying for them, having a baby, special care.
Well, with any luck, he'll be out by the end of the week. He's feeding well.
Oh, that's good. Have you decided what to call them yet?
Not yet. They still can't make a final decision.
Well, if it was me, I'd call them something like Darren and Karen. You know, ones that rhyme.
I think they're going for family names.
Do you think they'll be able to come home soon?
Oh, I hope so, but they're not sure yet.
Well, they're probably better off in hospital at the moment, anyway. Away from the pre-Christmas rush.
Oh, that's true. It's non-stop at the ball. I'm lucky I could even get away for this.
Who's covering for you?
Oh, Clary's doing an extra shift. It's going to be such a help when Emma Carter starts waitressing next week.
You're not ready yet.
Oh,
we're getting away in here.
Yeah, come on. We've got everything ready now.
Good. Then it's time to make a start.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to see you again, Mrs. Elkins.
Goodbye.
Hello, Mrs. Elkins.
That was very embarrassing. That's here thinking you were Jamie's mum.
I thought it was quite funny.
No, I didn't.
We make a very fetching couple.
If you don't mind, I'd rather didn't mention that to Kathy.
Oh, hi, Jolene.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Well, have you seen Jamie, Sid?
Yeah, he looks great.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
He's growing up so fast.
Oh, they all are frightening.
Something makes me feel old.
That's because you are old.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, you know I don't. Mm-hmm. Well, I think all the children look great, especially the three wise men. They did a brilliant job.
Pity that one's picking his nose, then.
Aye, aye. Here comes Janet. Oh. Time to get the camera out.
Yep.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to St. Stephen's Church.
Good morning.
And thank you for the lovely singing we've just heard from the school choir. Welcome, everyone, parents and children, to this very special nativity play. As all of you will know, the children at Loxley Barrett have been working extremely hard, and now they're all ready to perform for us. I hope you've all had a chance to look at our splendid crib, beautifully carved by Tom Forrest, one of our late parishioners here in Ambridge. It reminds me that we've been talking with the children about the meaning of the Nativity. For everyone, then and now, it is a story about love and peace. And we begin our telling of the Christmas story with Mary and Joseph, alone in a town full of strangers. Mary is specially tired because she's very close to having a baby. They need a place to stay for the night.
Pip and Jonathan.
Will you let us stay for the night, innkeeper?
No.
Please, will you let us stay for the night?
Yes.
Thank you for letting us stay.
You must be so proud.
Yes, I am. We all are. Look at you and Alistair beaming away too.
Oh, they're so lovely.
Mary! Mary and Joseph have a safe place for their special baby to be born. And let's all join with the choir singing O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Aren't they, Linda?
They are supposed to be downtrodden artisans, Debbie, aching to throw off the yoke of repression of a bunch of Friday night lager louts. Now, where were we?
The middle of the sword fight?
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, if you don't mind me saying, Simon, some of your strokes are a little heavy-handed.
They are?
I'm afraid so. Remember that the Sheriff of Nottingham is a highly accomplished swordsman. He and Robin are very nearly equals.
Oh, I'm trying my best, Linda.
But try to look for a greater, how should I put it, a greater fluidity in your movement.
Oh, Linda, Simon's doing perfectly well. And anyway, why are we still using bamboo sticks?
Yeah, it would help if we could have the real thing.
Yes, but that doesn't alter the fact that we still need to work on the basic rhythm of thrust and parry.
Thrust.
Linda, we've been thrusting and parrying for weeks now. What we need are swords, not sticks.
Oh, very well. Robert, where are you?
He was in the kitchen.
But I think he might have gone outside.
Oh, Robert, come back. I want you to tell me why the swords aren't ready yet.
Oh, dear. Linda doesn't look very happy, does she?
I think she's suffering from PMT, premillennial tension. Oh, something smells nice.
Oh, it's just fish and chips for David's tea.
Oh, lucky him. Why is there a big cardboard tree outside the front entrance?
Well, Robert got Bert to make it up for the woodland scenes, but they forgot to measure the door first. It's too big to get in.
Some things are going really well there.
Still, you know, Linda, I'm sure she'll put it all together in the end.
Let's hope so.
Oh, and by the way, to warn you, Linda's not keen on people bringing in their own food.
Oh, why not?
She says it only causes problems, so she's provided some of her own.
Has she?
Yes, she has. Crudities.
Crudities? You're joking.
I'm not. There's a choice of hummus, guacamole, or tarama salata to go with it.
I bet they've been popular.
Well, let's put it this way. No one's come back for seconds. Well, at least they're enjoying themselves.
And I thought they were supposed to be deadly enemies.
Do you know where David is?
And don't say behind you.
Would I?
Two panel stars are all the same.
Not all of us are like Jack Woolley, thank you, I'm pleased to say. I think he went outside with Alistair to practice their routine.
Oh, I'll just nip out with the fish and chips before Linda sees me.
Right, everybody, back to work.
Too late.
We're ready.
He says the swords will be ready in... Something burning. I can smell something burning. Oh, for heaven's sake, what's going on now? Oh, no! Oh, good heavens, there's smoke pouring from the oven.
Oh, I think someone must have left something in there and forgotten about it.
But the whole place could go up in flames.
No, I'm sure it won't, Linda.
Over the window. I opened the oven.
Right? There.
Oh, the smoke! Quick, give me that oven.
Okay. I'll do it. It looks like a pie.
You must throw it out of the window.
Oh, no, there might be somebody outside.
I shall take full responsibility. I'll throw it out.
Okay, here goes.
Linda, is everything all right?
Oh, no, Hayley, it is not. I want to know who perpetrated this abomination.
No idea. Could it have been anybody? What awful smell?
And can we switch off this wretched alarm?
All right.
Oh, please. Thank you, sir. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, I'll put the battery back later.
This rehearsal is turning into a farce, and I am determined to get to the bottom of it. Simon, you and Debbie can take a break.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Tell Debbie to come back in 5 minutes for the discovery of the babes in the wood.
Okay.
Oh. Honestly, Hayley, I have never worked with such an irresponsible lot. I really can't see why people haven't taken advantage of all this food I've specially prepared. I mean, look at it. It's hardly been touched. And who's been making ridiculous sculptures with my crudités?
Oh, no. It's terrible.
I don't think I can take much more of Linda at the moment.
Oh, everyone needs to cool down.
Well, I would certainly do that, I guess. Freezing.
Oh, you may have my cloak, fair Robin.
Why, thank you, kind sheriff.
My pleasure. Who's that?
That's me, Jolene.
Oh, hi.
Just putting out my cigarette. I don't reckon Linda approves of smoking, does she? Not right now, no. Are you coming to watch?
Yeah, Linda asked me to sit in. Discovery of the Babes in the Wood next, right?
Mm. Yeah, probably. We'll go back in a minute.
We're playing the musical interlude at the end of the scene. She wants to make sure we know our cues.
Well, I just thought it was pretty obvious, you know, when the curtain comes down for the end of Act 1.
No, we've got to take our cue from Alan Adale, apparently.
Well, it's a bit risky, isn't it? Robert's not exactly Eric Clapton, is he?
I know. I've tried telling
Linda,
but... I thought
Eddie was giving him lessons.
He is, but Robert's very slow.
Poor guy, he's gone in at the deep end.
Well, he wasn't given any choice.
Linda's got him pretty much under her thumb, hasn't she?
Yeah, and the rest of us, or so she'd like to think.
Don't be too hard on her, Debbie. She's got a big job to do, controlling all these artistic tempers.
I'm cold. See you inside.
Yeah.
Yep,
tell Linda we'll be back in a couple of minutes, will you?
Yeah.
Ooh. First. Him for a kiss.
Mm. Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Mm, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Brian phoned.
Did he?
Yeah, he sounded kind of embarrassed.
I bet he was.
I guess it was because he was inviting us over for Christmas dinner.
I don't believe it.
Swear to God. You could almost hear his arm being twisted behind him.
So what happened when you said no?
I didn't.
You're kidding. Aren't you?
Boy is about to receive a phone call.
You love this one, don't you, Phoebes? Oh, no. Why does someone always ring when I'm in the middle of changing you? I know. Oh, now, you better be good while Daddy answers the phone. Okay, I'm going. Hello, Roy here.
Roy, oh, thank goodness you're there.
Okay, can you hang on? I'm just changing Phoebe.
No, I can't. I borrowed a mobile and the signal isn't very good.
She'll be all right for a couple of minutes, I suppose.
Well, she has got some clothes on, hasn't she?
No, I was changing
her. But she'll get cold.
Don't worry, the heating's on. She's fine.
Is she?
Yes, she is, honest. She's just grizzling a bit.
Is she eating enough?
Of course she is.
And you have remembered she's allergic to that baby lotion?
Yes, I have.
And what about giving her mashed up fruit with every meal?
What is this case? Some sort of inquisition?
No, I...
If you're so concerned, why don't you come back here and look after it yourself?
Okay, Roy, I'm only asking. I'm missing Phoebe, all right?
Yeah, right.
And if you think I'm not missing her every minute of every day, then you're wrong. I am. It's not easy being hundreds of miles away from my baby.
All right, Kate. I'm sorry. It just sounded like you thought I couldn't cope. Okay, Phoebe. I won't be a minute.
No, I do think you can, Roy. Of course I do. I wouldn't have left her with you otherwise. I'm sure it's the right decision. I spoke to Mum yesterday and all she went on about was letting the family down.
She's still upset about you going.
Well, she'll just have to get used to it. It's the best decision for everybody, honestly.
Even if it means my career goes on the back burner.
What's that?
No, nothing. There you go, Phoebe.
But I've got a contact number for the next few nights. Maybe for the next few months if everything goes according to plan.
Oh, great. Next few months, eh?
I'll give it to you now.
Yeah, okay, hang on.
You ready?
Yeah, she...
It's... 0770-096-8273.
Right.
What is that noise?
It's Phoebe. Look, don't do that, Phoebe. I'm trying to talk to Mummy.
Oh, it's nice to hear her.
Hold on. I'll go and get her.
No, no, Roy. I don't want to upset her.
That's okay. Come on, Phoebe. Come on. Come and speak to Mummy. Here we are.
Mummy.
Oh, hello, darling. Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. What have you been doing? Been playing with Daddy?
No, Phoebe, don't bash the phone.
Don't cry, sweetie.
Oh, here you are, Phoebe. Here's your toy. That's it. You like that, don't you?
I'm sorry, Roy, but I've got to go.
Hang on, Kate. You haven't even told me where you are or what it's like.
I'm on the edge of an oasis. I mean, it's really beautiful, but it's raining.
Just like here.
I've got to go. I'll call you back in a couple of days.
But, Kate...
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, darling. I stopped off to buy you some flowers. I hope you haven't got too many.
No, they're lovely. Just put them on the locker. I'll do them in a minute.
Of course. Well, everybody sends their best wishes. Lewis was saying he hopes that we'll all be back home soon. I'll get a vase, shall I?
In a minute. Nigel.
Yes?
The consultant's been in again.
Oh. And what did she have to say this time?
Well, she's concerned about my palpitations and why I'm still feeling so tired.
Have you had any more?
Well, a couple of times. I've got to stay attached to this wretched heart monitor.
Oh.
At least they don't last very long, and they're nothing compared to before the twins were born.
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it? Surely your body's just readjusting after such a big strain.
Maybe. But she also said she didn't want to talk about dates for going home until my condition starts to improve. She said it could be a couple of weeks.
Oh, Lizzie. I'm sure it won't be that long.
I don't think I can bear having to spend Christmas in here.
I'm sure it won't come to that. Hey, come on, give me a kiss.
Okay, if you twist my arm.
Now then, how's my other beautiful girl?
Oh, she's fine. She's been very active today. That's why she's conked out now.
Has she been asleep long?
About half an hour, I think.
Look, Lizzie, she must be having a nice dream. She's smiling.
It's probably wind.
Do you think so?
Told you. I've been down to see Baby B a few times.
I was going to pop in there on my way up, but I wanted to see how you two were first.
I don't understand why they can't let him come out now. He hasn't got breathing problems anymore, and he's really feeding well.
Shall I go and talk to them?
You can try. Oh, I feel so uncomfortable.
Are you all right?
It's all right. It just hurts a bit when I move around, but if I don't move around, I get cramp. It's a bit of a vicious circle, really.
I thought once you had the stitches out, it would stop hurting.
Well, it's true, I don't feel so sore down there now. Unfortunately, the pain seems to have moved to other places instead.
Poor you. I wish I could do something to help.
You could try taking my mind off it by talking about something else.
OK. Actually, I've been thinking about the restaurant.
Which restaurant?
Well, the one that we're going to attach to the gallery.
Oh, that one.
I was wondering if we could tie the menu in with whatever we're exhibiting at the time.
What do you mean?
Well, if we have some Scottish artists, for example, we could feature haggis and neeps and tatties, or whatever it is they eat.
And what do we give people when we have an exhibition of conceptual art? A video of their meal?
It's just an idea. Well, we don't have to decide anything yet. Lewis has had a couple of good ideas, too.
I think I've already heard them from Julia. She was telling me earlier.
Oh. She and Lewis have gone out for dinner.
Lucky old them.
Well, they're celebrating his appointment as the architect for the Landmark Trust. Well, you know, dealing with Arkwright Hall. He's already started drawing up sketches and telling us about the different kinds of research he's going to do.
She told me all that, too.
Is there anything else you don't already know?
I'm sorry, Nigel. It's not really working.
I know. I'm sorry.
Debbie came in this afternoon.
Oh, did she?
She's telling me all about Brian inviting her and Simon for Christmas at Home Farm. And how she doesn't want to go, but Simon's already accepted.
Oh, dear, that could be tricky.
I know. But it all seems so trivial and irrelevant somehow.
And that's a bit unfair.
I know it is, but it's how I feel at the moment. I want my baby back and I want to go home.
Right. I'm going to find that paediatrician now and ask him why Baby B hasn't come out of special care yet.
No, I've been asking to see him all day, but the nurses keep saying he's busy. He probably doesn't like being pestered.
I don't care. If we don't ask now, they'll probably keep Baby B in there all weekend. Wait there.
As if I can do anything else.
Come on in, Hayley. I've just put Phoebe to bed.
Oh, how is she? Oh,
she's fine. You should have seen us earlier. We were dancing to all those cheesy old Christmas songs. Bing Crosby, Slade, Wizard.
What would Kate think about that?
I don't care. We enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, brilliant. Well, you're very domesticated. You've got a cot in your room now, haven't you? Isn't that a bit crowded?
Yeah, a bit.
Everyone else out?
Yeah, Dad's rehearsing and Mum's gone off with Brenda. They're watching the Radio Borsetshire Christmas comedy show being recorded.
Oh, that's good. Bet he could do with a break.
I know.
Good old Kate.
Yeah. I know, we've been managing really well. I love having Phoebe around.
Oh, I bet you do. She's gorgeous.
Mm. And Mum's been brilliant with her. This is the first night I've had to miss at Grey Gables.
Pity it's a Friday night.
Caroline wasn't best pleased.
So, a peaceful night in with Phoebe, then?
Not really. She's teething.
Oh, painful.
She didn't have a very good night last night.
So that means you didn't either.
Oh, I don't mind. And she seems to be off now, so with any luck, I should be able to finish off my essay tonight.
I thought term ended today.
It did. But I should have handed it in on Wednesday, but me tutors give me an extension till next Monday.
Oh, that's good of them.
Trouble is, there's another one as well. But I'll just have to wait for that till the start of next term.
Sounds a bit rough. You've got to do it over Christmas.
I haven't got any choice. I just hope I can work out a proper routine with Phoebe. Otherwise, I haven't got a chance of finishing this degree.
Well, better leave you alone then, seeing as you're busy.
No, you're all right. I don't want people thinking I can't have any kind of social life at all because of Phoebe.
Oh.
No, what now?
It's okay, I'll see to it. You get on with your essay. I'm coming, Phoebe.
Look, you don't have to. I can cope.
Oh, I know you can. We all need a bit of help sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, you're right. Thanks. I feel guilty about Mum and Dad, though. I mean, they've been brilliant, and they say they love being with Phoebe.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, but it must be a real burden for them. It's not as if they asked to have a baby look after, is it?
Well, nobody asked for this, Roy. But your Mum and Dad understand. They love Phoebe as much as you do.
Yeah, but they've got a right to expect a nice, quiet home life. They're not getting any younger. And now suddenly they got a toddler running around the house all the time.
Oh, stop. You're drivelling on and going fetching that stuff you used for teething.
OK. I think it's in the bathroom cupboard.
And then go and get on with your essay while I look after Phoebe.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. It's what friends are for, aren't they? I can't believe that I've finally got my little boy and girl together at last.
They said we were quite right. There was no need for him to stay in special care any longer.
You are clever, Nigel.
Not really. I just asked the right questions at the right time. His breathing's fine, he's feeding really well, and his temperature's perfectly okay.
Thank goodness. Oh, it's such a relief, Nigel. I felt as if we'd never be all together like this.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it?
They don't look at all alike, do they, when you see them together?
It's true.
Oh, let me give you a hug, my lovely little baby bee.
But you know what? If I hadn't asked, they probably wouldn't have brought him up till tomorrow. They thought you were too tired.
Oh, I'm not too tired for this. Cuddles with my babies. Oh, what's up, darling? Are you hungry?
I think you must be. You set his sister off now.
I expect she's hungry too. Can you pick her up?
Oh, don't try and feed them both at once, will you?
I don't think I can yet.
Here we are, puppy. Come here. Here we are.
You'll have to keep her happy while I feed him. Come on, darling. Here you are.
Yeah. Oh. Don't cry, Lily. You mustn't get jealous. It's your turn next.
She is a Lily, isn't she?
I'd say she's a Lily Rosalind myself.
And this one, he looks like a Frederick Hugo to me.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? But we'll call him Freddy, won't we?
Yes. Freddy and Lily. Do very nicely. Oh, Nigel.
Shall I get a nurse?
No, it's okay, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, Nigel, I'm sure. Oh, I'm just so happy, that's all it is.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.